through the Magic Kingdom with my trombone. And it was unsettling because we were in the backstage of Disney World, and I saw things I didn't want to see, like Mickey without his head and stuff like that. Well, who wants to see that?
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be something really dirty, you know, things I didn't want to see. But Mickey without his head ruined the whole illusion.
But he was real.
I know.
The last time I almost went to Florida was when I was 13. We were going to go to Florida for spring break. I'm from Buffalo. And we hit South Carolina and went, fuck it. And then we just stayed there and then went there for the next 6 years for spring break. Because we're like, Florida's just so far. It just felt like too much. So.
How was South Carolina?
It was good. It wasn't quite as warm, but like, it was closer. So, whatever. What's the deal with weed in Florida? You guys just missed the weed thing recently, right?
I'm sorry, guys.
Was it a minute two or something like that? But I'm sorry for your loss. It's really too bad.
So it's not legal at all? No.
Well, there's a weird thing. I think you guys probably know Florida has a lot of voting stuff. Happening, like weird voting.
Do you still have hanging chads?
I always thought that would be a good stripper name. Oh! If you were like, yeah, hanging chads. I feel like I would be that.
Such a good stripper name.
Yeah. If I was a male stripper, I would
be
hanging chads. If you were a girl, you were a girl called hanging chads. What does that mean? He wasn't hanging. Yeah, things on girls probably shouldn't hang.
Yeah.
In that situation.
You're supposed to be perky.
Yeah. Pay no attention. Nothing hanging.
Aw, hanging Chad. Yeah. I just want to order hanging Chad. Like, the guy, like, that guy could have a business.
You want to order him?
He could be like a, you know, like a party thing.
You want to order him to your hotel room?
Sure.
You know, because you're always ordering strippers. Have you ever ordered a stripper?
No. It just sounds like it'd be a good story.
I don't even know if you order one. I think you hire one. Ordering one sounds weird. Like, I ordered a stripper.
And it's
a human ending.
Yeah. The hanging chat delivers the pizza. I'm going to start a business. Like, so nobody's high then at all?
Well, no, because it's illegal.
It's not legal.
Nobody's high. No one gets high before comedy shows. So, yeah. The song is about how easy it is to get a weed card in California. I missed my window on that.
I just said I was stressed out. Like, I was like, I'll get you. Wait, my favorite one is our friend got it for being paranoid.
Because he said he was paranoid about getting caught with weed. The doctor goes, that's reasonable.
And I'm like, so here's our song about that. Everyone knows marijuana is dangerous. The medical policy's really strong. It's why it's so hard in California to get your weed card unless something's really wrong. Gonna pay a visit to my doctor. It's a long shot, but I gotta try. He hands me a list of all the ailments I can have to qualify. Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. A government supply to get legally high. Weed card, that's what I need. Hardly ever okay. Always, but it's not an addiction. Cause my doctor gave me a prescription. Or obesity, too bad. ever there is a day where it needs to happen because of health insurance,
yeah,
we are going to Vegas.
Yeah.
I feel like weddings are embarrassing.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be humiliated and I'm just like, oh God, I can't, and then I wouldn't.
Or you could do it like in a really weird way, like you find some kind of crazy.
Yeah. I did always say that if I had a wedding, the only people who could bring plus ones were single people. Because fuck that shit, right? Like, why do single people not get to bring some? I don't know. So, yeah, so married people, leave your spouses at home. Come have fun for once. Take it by some song. I feel like if they had a face tattoo,
you could remember that person. Yeah. checks because that's less of a commitment.
Right. Yeah. Or Dave, who always wears purple or something.
Yeah.
Just a signature something.
Yeah.
Dave with the different socks.
Or a signature set.
Stinky Dave.
It's like Dave Penny with his cloud dust around.
I was wondering when you get in an elevator and it still smells like perfume, but there was no one in it before you. I'm like, how much were they wearing? And their friends are lying to them. They either have no friends or friends who are just lying. They're like, oh, it's great.
I used to have a landlord, and I knew if she was there half an hour before I walked. I was just like, whoa, Shirley was here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a signature scent?
If I did, it would be called Happy Times. No, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think there's one called Happy.
Oh, there is? That's, yeah, I remember that one. I don't know. What's it been said? What should it be called?
Oh, I don't know. Bitter Bridesmaid.
Ha ha ha!
woman in the front row. She's like, I am, and all her friends are like, she is, and
she was holding hands with the guy.
Yeah, she was holding hands with this guy, so we were like, oh, is this the father? And he was just like,
he was trying to be positive, and she goes, are you in the running? He
was doing this really well. What a supportive guy.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, you know, I'll raise this child as my own.
Yeah. No matter. Yeah. Last weekend, we had our first baby.
Yeah.
We were like, we need to explore this forever. We were like, my baby. We're like, what? We need to know everything.
And like, this, the person you're with, no, you know, like, yeah. But ended up being,
in vitro, she got in somebody in the tooth off and we were like, well, okay.
Yeah.
We thought that was like an Amari Mother Snail scandal about to happen in the audience.
Oh, it's so funny. The person was like, really? Why are you telling them about me?
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole thing. But,
yeah. You are, maybe? What?
Yeah.
Just lesbians. Nothing exciting. We started writing a lullaby to our frozen egg babies. We didn't get very far though. We didn't write it that much. It was way too high for it.
So hopefully the next time we come to Florida, we'll have a whole song.
Yeah.
It might end up being a rap even. But here's what we have so far. Hush, little egg baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna freeze you till she gets rich.
Hard on my Georgia O'Keefe bouquet.
this we had this meeting with the director guy, and he said, you know, my baby falls asleep to that song. He doesn't know that he had a 1-year-old and a 7-year-old. He goes, I can't play it for the 7-year-old because you know,
I sing along or something.
But the 1-year-old just like every time he hears go kart racing guys on the masturbating, just knock out. We're like, how do we point that out?
Yeah. That's really our target audience. Babies mostly. They really like this next song especially.
Yeah.
But when we walk on stage, guys, there's probably just one thing you were thinking about. You were probably just looking at us and going, those girls are rappers. Yeah. And you were right. So we were also very, very late bloomers.
Yeah.
And because of that, we're really bad at giving hand jobs.
So, we feel like this song is a cautionary tale because once you're 30, no one will teach you.
It's true. I was once in a hand job situation and I was trying to do it and I was like, this is how to do it.
Yeah. It sounds like you're Kentucky Fantasia.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, we did have a really nice fan. He saw our song and he thought, oh, he sent us an email with a link to a how-to. So nice. And the how-to had one step. It said, use your mouth.
Thank you.
think I'm much bigger than you. It's not cool. I can't bump into you like that.
But I have heels on. But
you're so small.
I am a little bit tinier. Well, I'm just a little bit tiny.
Sometimes.
did nothing wrong. I have no excuse, just my intuition telling me we shouldn't reproduce. I know I have to end it, but pretend to just suspend it by pretending that I'm busy all week. I let the poor gremlin neurons expect with that emoticon the drop from you by being a week. Inside I know my tactics just to let it, but I'll do anything so I don't have to say it. I'll draw this out forever like it's Vietnam, then one day I'll be gone like Bambi's mom.
Yes, that too. That is my favorite show. And yeah, total silence because you guys don't get it. You guys don't get it. So what you do, here's why you do it. So you work for like 17 hours, right? Then you come home alone, drink two glasses of wine, turn on the Kardashians, and laugh till you fall asleep. That's what I do. It's so funny to me. It makes me laugh more than any show on TV. It's just like Bruce still can't find his keys and it gives me the giggles. It's so funny. I just laugh and I feel good and then all the work is just faded away. And all I hear is like, hey, Connor, hey, Nicole. And I'm like, Chloe and Courtney Take Manning?
Yes.
Courtney and Chloe Take Manning?
So like that.
Yeah, but they take it. It's really good.
And they're like, hey, Carter. I like the musical score that happens when Bruce loses his keys because it seems like the most dramatic, like, reality. It's like those little pizzicatos.
It's high pitched music.
Yeah. Where are my keys?
I think a real show sees high pitched music. I really hate it.
Yeah.
I feel like high-pitched music should have ended with Desperate Housewives. They used it a lot. Like, they'd be like, woman sneaking through the garden because she just went in the garden. That should have ended it, except for reality TV. But now it's on good shows. Like, Orange is the New Black about high-pitched music.
Gotta get rid of the pizzicatos.
I know. Crazy Eyes doesn't need pizzicato. She's good enough that she is.
Yeah.
It's like me. I don't need perfume. She doesn't need pizzicato. She's fine.
I love us doing the whole song in pizzicato. But we like say something really dramatic.
Look, guys, it's wacky. It's like the lemony moments. It's the guys who find the skull in Hamlet.
You love Kardashians so much that Ricky just made a new TV show that's loosely based on that kind of reality.
That's true. That's right? Real. Except it's set in 1902. as if the Kardashian family moved to the Downton Abbey. And it's called Another Period.
I'm saying,
you also on it.
I haven't seen it, but it was really cool. But it's so funny because when you go to visit Ricky at the office and you have to go through the kid at the studio and you say, hi, I'm here for Another Period.
Oh, look, yeah. The woman at the game would always go, Another Period? What is it called then? And you're like, I don't, I'm here every day. You have to get over it.
Ricky and I got to do a fight scene in it, which was really exciting.
Kate plays the suffragist in it, and I play an anti-suffragist. Because women shouldn't have voices, that's my character's point of view. And I scream at a lot, and I'm like, raise your hand if you don't want to vote!
Are just a great crowd, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
like, he looked like aliens, like the big eyes.
If there's a part for a fairy, an alien, or an elf, we were there. And the director was so serious, and he was giving us our moment before and our motivation, and me and the other guy who'd been acting, who's a kid star, he'd been acting since he was 5, and he was just giving us like a 10-minute speech about our characters, and we both started laughing. And we were trying not to, we were trying so hard to hold together, and then I'm like, and he'd be laughing. And then he told us to do the take, and I'm like, welcome, and I just started laughing. And then we kind of fell apart, and we're like, we should go. Thank you.
Ourselves.
No.
Someday. But we do want to thank Monster, but why don't we try to do like a commercial, like Monster Energy Drink.
That's why you have so many. What do you actually do for commercials?
Geico. Geico?
Yeah. Did you say tacos?
Tacos?
Were you in a Geico commercial?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's cool. See, this is how I
was going. Oh! You've got the moves.
Thank you.
Ricky does have.
I'm in a 1980s fan club video.
I'm sorry.
wrong.
Yep.
Someone asked over there.
There you go. Good there question. Go. Now it's about to be answered.
Yeah. And you'll see why.
Yeah. Although, this is too much information, I apologize, but I was at the lady doctor, and he is a big fan of ours, and
it's so
really weird.
I don't want our doctors to know we are with the same gynecologist.
Yeah, so he knows garbanzo nose like no one else. And he's I made a pact to keep my
scared people weren't gonna like it.
That's probably like a lot of songs. I mean, I had the vagina one.
No.
My dad liked that one, so that's okay.
There was like a year where we had this song, like, we gotta get up. And I didn't say anything. And then like a year goes by, and Kate finally up north sits down and she goes, I have to tell you something. And wow, she goes, I'm ready to pull the pole. Yes!
And we went for a walk after that, and there was Jesus written on the sidewalk.
It was I love Jesus on the sidewalk in Utah.
That's a sign. So, guys, this has been a last song. Yeah, but thank you so much.
Somewhere, possibly going like 20 stories to your death. That is not an outbreak.